Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. You probably can't see me if you're watching, are you, Molly?
Yeah, I can't see you yet.
All right.
Boom.
Wow. I mean, why not wait till Furry Friday? This is like a midweek. Are you? Are you like a lion?
I'm a laboo-boo. I told you.
You're a laboo-boo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of do look like a laboo-boo.
I do. I do look like the laboo-boo that you showed.
Yes. That's kind of wild. You just had that in your house?
Magical. Yeah, I did, actually.
Do you have your headphones on?
Yeah, I have my headphones on. They're on. Yeah, yeah. So this is the most, what'd you say? This is like the most popular thing right now.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of laboo-boos out there asking for tricks and treats.
Trick or treat.
Yeah. That's the big thing this year. One of the big things. We'll get into what the other big thing is.
Okay.
And we'll thanks get to Brock, I am in the know about this other realm, this other world that's going to be dominating
Really?
Halloween costumes.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Welcome to the show, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Hopefully you can take me serious today.
I don't know if I can. I mean, I can, but I don't know if I can take you any more seriously than I normally do. So I'm used to you looking kind of, I mean, you were a hot dog just the other day.
Yeah, I was a hot dog. You know, I've been a priest. I've been a minion. So every show up until Halloween, there'll be another costume. I actually had to count down how many more days are left because of the costume.
Do you have enough to make it, or do you have to get something new?
Enough. I have enough to make it. Even if I start putting things together, I can. But you can also text us at 402-915-0962. Real quick, Adam Sandler is going to be at the CHI.
Yes.
On the it's coming up quick. It's Tuesday, October 21st. We do have four pairs of tickets we're giving away. So basically, we're going to give you the keyword. Go to bigpartyshow.com and then enter it there for your chance to win your way into Adam Sandler. And that keyword is today. What is it today, Molly?
Madison. M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison. Yeah.
And then you can win tickets. So good luck to you. And also check out the merch and everything else while you're there. Again, it's bigpartyshow.com. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Let's motivate here.
I love it.
You picked apples the other day. Now what's left is peaches and banana.
Ooh.
Which one do you want?
Let's do peaches.
All right. Peaches. Peaches it is.
Oh, here we go.
I will give you two pieces of advice. First, if on the journey of life you get on the wrong train, get off at the first station. The longer you wait to get off, the more expensive the return trip will be. Second, no one messes up your house if you don't give them the key.
What? Take that.
My children, I mean,
they don't mess up.
They did it for a long time without any keys. Let me tell you, they were just here making messes. Now they actually have keys, so I can say, but even if I said, give me back my key, it would just be annoying to me because they just ring the doorbell to get in.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Okay, there you go. There's your motivation. Now, all you have left Friday is bananas. That's all that's left.
That's all I have?
Yeah, that's for the week. So
I'm fine with it. I love the fact that you do this for me. Thank you.
Yeah. You get three choices. We do three podcasts a week. And then, there you go. Boom, boom, boom.
Have you started decorating for Halloween?
No. I'm far behind. All my neighbors have done it. There's one neighbor across the street that sets up day of, and it's massive. I mean, the news should be here covering this place.
Oh.
And then by the time I wake up in the morning, it's all put away. So imagine that. This thing turns into a giant haunted house in the yard with people scaring everyone, music, the whole thing. And then it's gone the next day.
Wow, that's a lot of work for 24 hours.
Uh-huh, they'll start putting it together. I don't even think they've... It's like in the afternoon they put it together, early afternoon.
Why do you have to take it down that night of? I mean, maybe they're just afraid of people coming and stealing stuff or messing with things. I mean, but that seems like a lot of heavy lifting.
I just think they're strange. Ta-da! They're just strange people, I think. I'm with you. I don't have that. I mean, I didn't put anything up last year.
I know.
So I'm doing it this year. Okay. I just don't know where to put stuff right now because the sweet Wylene, happy us day, by the way. The sweet Wylene, yeah. The sweet Wylene has taken the area where I put stuff.
Okay.
Now it's an abundance of plants and nice things like that there. So I don't really have anywhere to put it.
Have a whole lawn. I mean, I'm sure you could find another. Relocate. She hasn't put plants over every inch of the wall. No. You don't have a yarden. Have you seen those yardens?
I don't know what a yarden is.
Oh, that's when people have a garden in the front. Like there's a neighbor of ours that has a yarden. So it's not
a garden.
Grass. It's not like a mowed lawn. It's flowers and all sorts of growth and stuff like that. So their entire front yard is a garden.
Okay, so that's what's going on with my yard.
So you've got a bit of a yard situation.
I got a bit of a yard where I used to put stuff. It just doesn't fit. I have to figure it all out, you know, first world problems. I'll get it decorated. I probably should. If I'm going to wear a costume every damn podcast,
well,
I probably should go all in, you know.
Go all in. Do it.
So, I mean, you guys decorate as well, correct?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you have. And you have kids. You have kids.
Don't guilt me. I already feel guilty enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I don't have a whole lot of excuses, but I do have some.
Okay.
And I'm just going to make them work. We were out of town for this long weekend. And so I kind of said to myself, I'll decorate when we get back. And we just got back. So I'll start putting stuff up today. I just
might as well.
Such a pain.
I should too. Well, I told Elena, I said, I'm going to put that big, giant, scary thing out back. And she goes, why would you put it out back? I'm like, I don't know. Cause where's room out back?
She's like, yeah, but nobody but us can see it. You're like, and the dogs. The dogs can see it.
And the dogs. I guess I'm just going to – we both should do it. We got some time to do it, right?
Yes. So. And that's the thing is that, like, I feel guilty. Like you said, I have kids, and they really get excited to decorate.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've gone all out. I mean, there was one year where I did an entire wall of bats.
Okay.
Like a whole wall and little bats all over. And it was like a whole design that went up and everything like that. And that was like, it took forever to put that together. And I was so patting myself on the back. I felt so, so creative.
Did you have regret when you took it out and when you had to take it down? I mean, it is.
No, I mean, it was cool. Like I'll post a picture because it was really neat. But I just don't have the stamina to do that this year.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Maybe get the kids. Maybe that's what you should do. Pass on the tradition to the kids.
Yeah. They love decorating. You know. I mean, especially like our big thing is, you know, Halloween and then Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are like the two big decorating holidays for us. Otherwise, I mean, a little bit here and there, but like I don't go crazy. You know, I mean, I guess I do a little decorating for Easter, you know, because we've got kids.
Yeah.
So there's like baskets and cute things like that, but not to the extent of like Halloween and Christmas where it's like, let's blow out the stops.
Here's a fun fact for you about Halloween that I learned today. I didn't know. I was just looking up some fun stuff to see, you know, what fun facts are Halloween. I didn't realize that Halloween was created or invented in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So people, there you go. We just taught you something today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maidens back in the 1800s used to look at this day, on Halloween, they would look into the mirror and just stare at themselves, trying to find some type of image of a spirit or something that would go through. that would be their future husband.
I was going to ask if it like,
yeah,
and then they'd see like the man of their dreams.
Yes, exactly. That's what we all swipe now. But that's what they did back then.
What? She's looking. So, yeah. She's like, not that guy. Oh,
yeah. There's a little Halloween fun fact for you. Are the kids dressing up or what's the deal?
Yeah. I'm not Batman exactly. Done? My son. No, he says this is his last year. And so I'm like, that's fine. I mean, listen, I don't care. It's Halloween. I'm an adult and I go out. So, I mean, obviously I'm not ringing doorbells asking for candy, but
yeah,
I could.
You very well could. They do.
So he's going to be trick-or-treating. I haven't found out what Mara wants to be.
Okay.
And he's got like some droid character that he wants to be from some video game that he plays. And then I think that that'll be, I mean, we've got to figure out Halloween costumes, but there's the top list. Like Google always comes out with their big list.
Yes.
And this year they're
costume wise,
more than 50% of all metro areas have this one character who will most likely, like if you have a trick or treater come to the door, you are 50% likely to see this. And that is Rumi from K-pop Demon Hunters. It is everywhere.
I don't even
and
know.
And I
that
finally
is.
Watched it. Brock was like, have you watched K-pop Demon Hunters? And I hadn't yet. And then everybody's like, it's actually really good.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay. I don't.
And there's really music.
Watch cartoons. Okay.
And it's girl band fighting boy band, but they're like demon hunters and the boy band are demons.
So that's
there's
what
all this like. You know, energy fighting and fans give you energy. And oh my God, it's fantastic.
I'm
it's
looking so at good. It right now that you said Rumi, right?
Yep. Rumi's the lead. I think if like I were going to go with somebody, I would go as Mira. Mira is probably the one that I am. She's the black sheep of her family. She's sort of edgy. And then he's got Zoe, Rumi, who's like really sweet.
Rumi's pretty hot.
Well, yeah, they're K-pop girls. Of course they're hot.
So you're going to have your daughters dressed up like a hot K-pop. I'm looking at the costume right now of that you
scandalous.
Would buy. That you would buy. Short shorts, you're showing some tummy, belly, and you're wearing a half shirt, whole lot of leg.
Yeah, a whole lot of leg. But she's got like a jacket. Yeah, that's she's not, got the jacket.
You can make
and
that
everything.
A sexy thing if you wanted
you
to,
could,
Molly.
But you can also make it modest. I mean, it's not... But that is going to be the hot. And so that okay. is. And then on the boy side, Jinyu and Baby Saga are like the two, because that's from the boy band, the Saga Boys. And they are demons, which okay. I think it's so interesting. Like boys are demons. Yeah. Girls, watch out.
Uh-huh. You have been warned, ladies.
You've been warned.
So those are the hot costumes. What about yeah. Labubu's?
Labubu's on the list, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like Labubu and K-pop Demon Hunters are like, that's basically what you're going to be seeing. Period.
Okay.
I mean, that's
all right.
We
get a lot of people. We get a lot of people. Are you doing, I mean, we got some time before Halloween, but are you going to, have you gotten your candy?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten it yet. Because this is the thing. I can't have it in the house because everybody eats it. And then it gets to be Halloween. And I'm like, where's all the candy? Like,
it's funny you say that. Because there's a survey that just came out about people and their Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. They say the majority of people, they actually eat their secret stash mm-hmm. before Halloween yeah. twice.
Twice?
Twice. Yeah, I thought of Peter for some reason. I don't know why. But so people who are buying Halloween candy early, because it's all over the place.
Yeah, you can't
you
help
stash
but find it,
it
everywhere.
And by the time the 31st hits, you've already eaten through it twice, possibly. Yeah, isn't that funny?
That twice. Is funny. I mean,
and that's
once
why
I
you
would
can't
think,
buy it. You can't
but yeah,
buy it.
Twice?
Because of it.
Oh, I'd yeah. be so mad if I was like, this is our third run at candy.
Yeah, twice they've
it's not cheap.
It looks like 1 in 4. This is a survey, a small one of 2,000 people, but 1 in 4 confessed they had to restock 3 times or more. That's 26% had to restock. That's how much candy they're eating.
God bless people. I mean, the whole thing is that you're excited for Halloween because that's when you get the candy. Instead, you're like bored by Halloween because you've been gorging yourself for the last 30 days.
Yes. And then
like,
also,
who's excited about Halloween? They're like, not me. I've already eaten through my candy three times.
And then more than half said they find themselves dashing out, of course, to buy candy at the last minute. And I was surprised at how many people are planning on handing out non-candy items.
What?
Yeah, like fidget toys, friendship bracelets, small stuffed animals. Basically, they're saying for people who have allergies.
Okay.
Which I get. There's a lot of people with peanut allergies and other allergies, but I just thought those people don't go trick-or-treating.
Well, yeah, you just got to be kind of careful. I mean,
that'd be sad. It's like you're going trick-or-treating and you want that's the thing to do when you're a child.
Apparently you don't have to be sad because you've eaten through your stock of candy three times, and something tells me if you have an allergy, you had the good candy at your house.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have allergies such as like milk or anything like that, and I mean think about that, Molly, you're going trick-or-treating, you're getting all this good mm-hmm. candy, and then you're giving it away. So I guess you're just going for the moment of time.
Yeah, you're just going for the experience. But also there's plenty of Skittles, Starburst, Nerds, gummy bears. I mean, there's a whole genre of non-chocolate food that you can get out there. I mean, lollipops, ring pops.
You would know, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, trust me, you don't have to cry too hard into your pillowcase. You're going to have a lot of stuff.
I've been tasked to go find, what do you call those, candy corns.
Really?
But they have to be gluten-free. It's the most strangest thing. Well, they are gluten-free. Okay. But the problem is this, is that they're all made in a facility that also produces wheat
cross-contamination.
And everything like that. Yeah. And so it's the cross contamination thing. So I had a special order gluten free candy corns for the sweet Wylene. So she can have them.
Is she that big of a fan?
Well, they have a contest at her work. Contest.
Okay.
So it's part of the pumpkin.
Okay.
And I for some reason she just, I mean, I was like, you're not going to eat it, but I guess she's worried about touching it, or I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I don't even know why I brought that up, but it'll be cool.
How much are gluten-free candy corns? It seems like it would be an expensive.
It was like 15 bucks for 7.5 ounces, which is about 150 candy corns.
Yikes.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Because it said
tell her next time to wear gloves and just deal with regular candy corn. You're like, just put on some gloves. So there's no chance.
Yeah. Well, she's not going to eat them either. They're not going to be fed. No one's going to eat them.
Well, that's the other thing. You know? It's 15 bucks for something that's not even that you're just going to put in the trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well just burn to 15, right?
I guess you kind of did.
I guess I kind of did.
Sorry, but yeah.
But okay. All right. And also, by the way, for everyone that decorates, 51% of those people that they talk to think that their house is the best.
Heck yeah. Got to have that swagger.
What do you
There's
have
some
in your
crazy houses in our, we've got two,
you got the, okay.
like two scenic designers that live in our neighborhood. And so their decorations are insane. One of them is like in the news every year. Like it's just bananas how much it is. So they have like Dementors flying out of their house.
Oh, cool.
Like it's from Harry Potter. Like they have Dementors flying out of their house, and it's insane how much work goes into it and like how much rigging and everything like that. I mean, they're full size. They're huge. And then the other place, they haven't fully put up their installation yet, but like in the past they've done like Haunted Christmas where it's like really cool, it's like really spooky, and it's
see
like
that's how
Christmas
I got
lights.
inspired, that's how I got inspired before, and every year I was buying something new and then I just stopped. But when you speak like that, because I want the house to be the best on the
sure.
block.
You don't want to go through all that work and have somebody be like me.
Yeah, and some people do, but anyway. All right, so we got to hit A-list. What's going on in the world of the stars? What's over the
Katy
fence?
Katy Perry. Apparently things are really heating up between her and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They were spotted making out on a yacht. Gosh. He's apparently all in. He went and visited her in California when she had a break from her tour. And I guess he's been the one pursuing her.
Yeah, and he has been. I saw the photos of them making out on a yacht.
I know, gross.
It's the weirdest thing to see when you see these celebrities on a yacht. The boat's so big, it's always just two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they're just like, I mean, it doesn't
cruise
have
hiding.
Yes, and they're just making out on a boat. I guess they're not doing it for public display because someone's getting the photo from a distance.
Yeah, but you got it. I mean, I suppose you're in the moment and you're just, but it is.
But can you imagine
like people like hiding out in the bushes to snap pictures of you and Wylene kissing?
No, I mean, I guess we're past that in our relationship where we're making out in public. I don't think we ever
were you ever at that? No. I can't imagine Wylene being a big make out in public person.
No, no. You know what you're going to see a lot of, by the way, of making out in PDA. Go ahead and say it. You know what it is. That Taylor Swift thing that's coming out.
Oh,
they're saying it's over. It's too much. There's a lot of PDA in there because that's when they met. And that's where they're together. Yes. I'm like, well, of course there's going to be PDA.
Handsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the other piece of A-list is that Taylor Swift announced this week that she's got a 6-episode series coming to Disney Plus, The End of an Era. It's behind the scene look at the Eras Tour. So it's like never seen footage, behind the scenes access. And it's going to be 6 episodes debuting on December 12th.
Okay.
So Disney Plus, I'm sure, is hoping that all these Swifties sign up for,
They will. They will. I mean, did you see the trailer for it?
Oh, it looks amazing.
It does. I'm not going to lie. It looks good. I mean, it shows her.
It looks so good. I want to see it.
I love those.
I love behind the scenes stuff. I love any of that stuff where they like pull the curtain back and you get to see what goes into it. Because we all just see the finished product. You're like, wow, that must have taken a lot of work. But it's another thing to like see the work.
Yeah, to see the work done and how the machine works. Mm-hmm. You know, behind the scenes. So yeah, that's coming out. And then it was cool because she had said that we have broken every single record there was to break with this Eras Tour, and then she ends it with all that's left is to close the book.
Yes,
I was like, oh dun, my dun, god dun.
I don't want the fun to end. She's like, it's got to, even for me.
Yeah. Oh, she's gonna have a couple little babies. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. Oh, and oh, by the way, No Doubt, they announced the residency at the Sphere. We got to get to the Sphere
at some point in Vegas. Yeah.
So they're bringing the whole gang back. They're going to be at the Sphere. For a residency, No Doubt, and the Originals, I guess. And tickets are already on sale if you guys want to go. I know a lot of people like to go to that Sphere thing, but I like No Doubt. You know, that it's been like 30 years since their first album.
Isn't that crazy how long they've been around? I mean,
yes. I remember my sister in California, she was visiting and she had looked at, and that was before they were big because, you know, they're out of California and that's where she's at. Mm-hmm. I remember her going, oh my God, she saw a blurb in the paper here and it said, No Doubt is playing. She goes, oh my God, No Doubt is playing in Omaha. We got to go see him. You'll love him so much. And then I'm like, I've never heard of these guys before. And then what happened is that we did some research and we found out that No Doubt was like a barbershop quartet.
Oh no. So you're like, this isn't the band that I thought we were seeing. You're like, that's not Gwen Stefani. That's not even close.
Whatever happened to barbershop quartets? I'm sure they're out there.
I hope they went
far
away. They always kind of creep me out. Like you see them in movies, like hello, 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 hello. You're like, no.
They're the happiest people. They're the happiest people. Mm-hmm. All right. So how was the trip back from Omaha? You flew.
I did fly. I'm glad I gave myself extra time.
Okay. Hey, before you get into that, what's the airport status now? Because I haven't been down there since they. Is it still a mess?
And my son was so funny because we flew and he's like, I swear there's been no progress since the last time we were here.
It feels like that. Yeah.
He's like, do you think they're just up there playing YouTube construction site sounds and they're just hanging out back there? I was like, I doubt it. He's like, but there has been no progress made, Mom.
But how much has there? Of course, there has been, but
it doesn't look like it. Really doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it really is still...
I guess I haven't been down there yet. I you know,
you'll see when you go down there. What in a
couple
week?
Weeks? To, yeah, in a week
to fly. I mean, you'll
is the
see.
Roof done? Is the roof over the
that in between thing? No,
the drop off. They're still working on that.
They're still working on everything, and you still have to go into the garage for the drop off, and we had to go to this weird area for the lift pickup. It's just it's not fun.
How about security? Has the security moved yet?
No, the security's still in the same. I mean, I went to Terminal B, and it was still the same as it always has been. We were in the North Terminal, so I don't know. I don't know if something changed in the South. I don't know. No, but it's
well, they're supposed to move them all. They're supposed to move them all to the front. That's what I was wondering. Okay, so nothing yet. Oh, bummer.
I'm telling you, it's bananas. You're like, this seems like the place that time forgot. Like, it's so weird. You go in, and it's there's not a whole lot of change.
All right, so but getting
so
getting
I don't have a real ID. I haven't gotten my real ID yet. I live in Illinois, and while it's finally come to pass that we all have to have one, I don't have one.
And that's the so ID where you have the you have to have the star. You have to have the star on your actual ID. Yeah, we all have it here in Omaha.
So I have to go through an extra screening. It's really funny.
I'm surprised.
I mean, they're like wiping my hands. They had to wipe my phone.
Okay, for like, residue?
I guess. Like, yeah. I was like, how does this have anything to do with having a real ID? They're like, we need to wipe your hands and we need to wipe your phone. I'm like, go for it. Clean my phone while you're at it, please.
So
I don't
know
when the last time I wiped that thing down.
Let me ask you, why haven't you gotten it? Are you waiting until...
My driver's license hasn't expired. Who wants to go to the DMV if they don't have to? And in the past, I've just used my passport. But my passport's expired. And I didn't realize that you can still use an expired passport if you're traveling in the United States for up to 2 years.
Oh, you
can. Like, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Why is all of this seem so not safe?
Right. This whole thing, I was like, so wait, if I'd come, like, you won't accept this because it's not a real ID, but I can come with an expired
one. Yes.
Passport, and that would have gotten me clearance without you having to wipe down my hands on my phone. I'm like, okay. It feels so made up. You know what I mean?
Like, it does.
Like, I mean, it's fine. I gave myself extra time because I knew I didn't have the real ID. So I was like, they're going to have to double check or do whatever.
Yeah, they made it sound like if you don't have it, that you will not be able to fly. They said that. If you don't have your updated ID, you will not be able to fly. But how do you do that if, like you said, who's going to go to Las Vegas, for example?
Okay.
In order to get your license, there's so many people. It takes the whole day.
Yeah. It's
to get
Chicago,
it in the bigger cities.
About it.
Yeah. So they have people that are runners. They have runners that you can hire to go do it for you, to turn in the paperwork.
That's
right. Funny. They have them all over the place, like tents. They're just sitting there in a chair. So you can go, well, I don't have time to do this. Mm-hmm. So you pay them $50 and they'll run the paperwork and stand in the lines for you. Omaha, it's not like that. It's easy. We can just go do it. But yeah, they made it because we're on top of that real idea, like immediately.
Oh, yeah. Nebraska was one of the first states to roll it out. I mean, they had it like years and years and years ago, but Illinois really drug their feet and didn't have it for a while. And it used to be, you had to make like a special, appointment. And I thought I had, and I hadn't. And I was like, okay. Cause you couldn't get it everywhere.
Okay.
Anyway, it was like a whole thing. And I don't have a real ID. I still have a valid driver's license. It just doesn't have a star. And apparently that's not good enough to get on a flight from Omaha to Chicago.
That I didn't think about that.
Extra screening.
Yeah, because I thought for sure that you wouldn't get out of Omaha because of us being already on top of things.
There was a lady in front of me who didn't have any ID.
How did she fly?
They had to fill out all this paperwork. Yeah, and they had to like
that
call
should
this
not
number.
Be really.
I'm telling you, she was filling out all this paperwork. There were like two TSA people with her, asking to see her ticket and everything like that. So I was like, listen, I feel pretty good that I even have. ID.
I have an ID. Yeah. Really?
And then we got jalapeno spice powder down at Kimmel in Nebraska City. And then they had to like So I finally make it through. We're on the other side and they're like, whose bag is this? I'm like, that's mine. And then they're like, we need to check. And they're like, do you have anything in here? And I was like, the only thing that I can think that's like setting things off is I said, I bought two containers of spices in Nebraska City. And so they had to like open them up and test them, like tap out some of the powder and like rub it around and like put it in the machine and everything like that.
I haven't gone through that before.
No, she's like, can I open these? I was like, go for it. I have nothing to hide. Like if there's something wrong with it,
yeah,
take it up with Kimmel because I haven't, it was still in the paper bag that I got it at the store. Like I just threw the whole thing in my roller bag. Cause I was like, whatever, we're just, and I didn't even think that they would pull it out, but like pulled my bag aside and Declan's like, I bet those are the spices. And I was like,
would happen if there were like,
animals? I had a flashback to when we went to Jamaica and they took my jerk sauce away from me. I was like, if you take this away from me, we're going to have a real problem. I was like, I spent money on two of these because my son is obsessed with the jalapeno powder down there.
We never heard of such a thing. Okay.
It's insane.
Is it really?
Jalapeno salt or something. He puts it on everything. Like, I feel like it's a Frank's sauce commercial. He's like, I put that beep on everything. Like last night he had macaroni and cheese. He put the jalapeno powder on it. I'm like, whatever. I can't.
And it's just spicy jalapeno.
Yeah. He eats it on popcorn. He puts it on everything.
Is it jalapeno or jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. It's got the little tilde on the end.
Okay. Jalapeno. Okay. All right. So that's the spice.
So yeah, he loves this thing. I don't know where else to get it. And it's from, we've had it at my sister's house. Ann's had it. And that's where he had it. And so he was like, I love this stuff. And I was like, well, next time we go to Nebraska City, we'll get it. And so we went and we did. And then we had extra time at the airport. Here's my one complaint going on at Epley.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I had waited. I did not have lunch because I was like, I'm going to get a Godfather's personal pan pizza. I had it all figured out in my head. So excited. I go up to the cash thing. I see the personal pan pizza up on the deal. And I was like, yes, I want a pepperoni personal pan pizza. And they're like, yeah, here you go. It's not Godfather's anymore.
Who is it?
I don't know. It's not good. It's not Godfather's.
It's not Godfather's pizza anymore?
No, it's like a doughy crust, and it's not the crust. It's not any of it. And you know what it was? $15.
Well, yeah.
For a personal pan pizza. That wasn't Godfather's. Oh, I was just.
But is it in a Godfather's box?
No, it's in styrofoam.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't know. You know, that place has always been Godfather's.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't think anything of it. Like, I was just like, I will have the personal pan pizza. I mean, it's still called a personal pan pizza. So I didn't. Uh-huh. And so I ordered it like I always do. And then what came out was not Godfather's.
Okay.
I was so upset. I didn't get any Godfather's this trip.
But they're changing out all the food.
Yeah, well, they haven't worked hard at that either. Whatever. Whatever lack of construction they've been doing, they've also been doing lack of restaurant upgrade within the terminal.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
because it's still like that Scooters.
Scooters
and then
is there.
You go over to the side. So Scooters on one side and then Pitch on the other, you know, where it's not Pitch, but it's the bar, the hangar bar. And they have Pitch wine there. And then along the side was always that place where you could get sandwiches and Godfather's pizza. Not anymore.
God.
I was so sad. I was so excited. I was just like pouty eating this pizza. I was like, this is not the same.
$15. You can buy two pizzas for $15.
They're like, total is 16 something. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's those prices. You're a captive audience.
What are you going to do?
I was starving.
I had like waited. I did not have breakfast. I did not have lunch because I was like,
You can bring it. You could have brought anything you wanted in the city through there. You know, I mean, we travel with food all the time for Wylene, but I've heard of people bringing like whole turkeys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Around the holidays.
Yeah.
I didn't want to press my luck since I didn't have a real ID and apparently, you know, toxic spices.
is a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I wasn't going to bring, I wasn't going to like camp in food too. They're like, listen, anything else you want to try and get past us? Like, seriously.
You know what I hate about the, since we're bitching now, the parking cost to park now.
Is it bad? I don't know.
It's absolutely insanity prices. The shuttle guy said that it's going to go up.
Okay.
And so apparently, I guess what's going to happen, because it's common in a lot of cities, the bigger cities, is that you can buy parking passes online. Can you do that in Chicago?
I don't know.
Buy parking passes.
I don't park at the airport.
Yeah, you guys got good transportation. That's why.
Yeah.
If we did, we would, you know, we got Ubers, mm-hmm. you know, Lyfts and stuff like that. But anyway, the prices are so stupid. Because and the guy even said, he said, it's going to be so much more expensive to park. God, I'm glad we're talking about this, because we have to drive there. I got to figure out.
Maybe you should just take an Uber.
We probably will, actually, now.
Or see if Katie and Manuel could drop you off.
Those are all good ideas.
Right. Thank you. You're welcome. There's a way around this.
Yes, sir.
Having to park down there.
And there's a way around pizza that costs $15.
No, apparently there's not.
You know.
You thought that you were getting something. The old bait and switch.
Yeah, it's the bait and switch. That's for sure.
I'll know now going forward. I mean,
just take a pizza with you. Well, first of all, get your ID. Get your passport.
Oh, my gosh. What is this?
The
laundry list of stuff I need to do for next time? Good God. Thanks, Peter. All right. I get it, Peter. Peter was all like, why don't you have a real ID? And how did you let your passport expire?
In the same way.
No.
The same way.
That's why I'm like, I don't need two of you. I already got an annoying chimp.
I just got my passport. I just sent it in for renewal. It doesn't expire for 9 months, but they sent me an email and they won't let you fly into other countries if your passport is 6 months to expire. Right. So okay. You never know what could come up. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it was weird because it lasts for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I've had a passport since I was a little kid, because my stepfather was in the Air Force and I, mm-hmm. Lived overseas for a long time. And so we're always taught to hold onto that passport and don't take it anywhere with you. When you get to Germany, log it up.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose it. You don't want someone to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
So I renewed it 10 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And I had to take a photo. I was required to take a photo.
Yeah.
And a lot of the requirements also, because it was a misunderstanding, is that you had to go to the post office. So now the post office stopped doing it. And now you can just go to Walgreens
to get the photo. Yeah.
To get the actual photo. All right. So now I renewed it last week. They said renew online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I'll renew online. And then, but before I had to mail in my passport and they sent it back with stamped with them.
Holes punched in it.
Holes punched in it, so I can't use it anymore. So now I send it. I don't even send it to them. I still have it. They just said, you can't use it anymore once you hit submit.
Right.
I need you to submit a photo. So go stand with the white wall behind you somewhere and off-white and just make sure there's no shadows and have your wife take the photo, no selfies, and then just send that in, and then we'll renew it. After you pay, I think it was $150. It was a lot. It's a lot more than what it used to be. And I thought to myself, God, how unsafe is this? It seems for a passport, you know what I mean?
You're like,
so I've gone through every stages. It seems so. It's harder to get a driver's license.
More like there should be a little bit more involved in the fact that I'm getting like a piece of citizenship just mailed to me.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, there's that. I don't understand why you let everything expire.
I don't know, knowing I'm not that you need it every 5 minutes.
Knowing that you need it.
I don't know.
You
Congratulations,
know.
You win the grown-up race today.
Yes, I do.
Killing it as an adult, and so you are adulting so well.
Does Peter ride you on that?
Absolutely. Well? He was like, and you need to get this. And you need. I'm like, add it to the list. What else do I got to do?
God.
You can understand why he, like, I just stonewall. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, don't you want to? I was like, I have nothing to add to this conversation. You're absolutely right. I shouldn't have let it expire, period.
Yeah.
But it is, and now I'm dealing with it.
How would he have acted traveling-wise? Would he have been?
Oh, he would have gone on through. He'd have been like, see you on the other side. Bye. Oh, yeah. Okay. He would have, like, left me languishing at the airport. There's no, he's, I mean, good. He's like,
that's what you get. That's what you get.
That's fine. I wouldn't be baby about it. I wouldn't be like, you got to wait for me. I wouldn't wait for him. I'd be like, sounds like your own problems. See you on the plane.
I would wait for the sweet Wylene.
You guys are a different couple than we are. I mean, he's a nervous traveler. So I can't tell you how many times he's like, I will get on this plane without you. I'm the person where I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the bathroom. They're like, we're boarding. Ugh. I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom.
That's why
he's like,
right,
they're going to be boarding us in 2 minutes. I was like, well, I guess I'll get on there in 2 minutes. He's like, I'm getting on without you. I'm like, okay. See you on there.
Same thing with Wylene. We'd be standing in line. Right. And then all of a sudden she's like, I have to go to the, I should go use the restroom real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm Peter. I'm like, well, okay. And she says, I'll get some water too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they're about to call our line. Mm. Like, we're going to be boarding soon.
Go ahead and board without me. I'll see you on plane.
I don't ever board without her. Somehow she makes it back. She somehow makes it back in time. So yeah, I have no reason to.
Would you board without her though?
I would have to. I mean, she has a ticket.
That's what I'm saying. Peter's like, you got your ticket.
Yeah, like, I would have to save her a seat, I guess.
Oh, and he won't save seats.
Oh my God.
No, he won't. Because I was like, well, just because he was in a different boarding group than I was once when we flew on Southwest. Because he checks in like it's a video game. Like the minute you can, he's like, ding. So he was like in B, and then I waited like 5 minutes to check in. And I was, of course, like in the bottom of the C group where I was going to be sitting on someone's lap by the time I got on the plane because all of the seats would have been taken. So I, of course, was like, hey, save me a seat, you know, so we can sit together. And he's like, no, they don't allow you to save seats. He's like a Boy Scout. I was like, well, I mean, yeah, I know they don't allow you to save seats, but like, save me a seat. He's like, no.
God, see, I even save a seat. I'll put something on there.
Was, like, he is Mr. like, doot, 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 doot. And that was the thing, like, last night when he was giving me all this hassle about my passport. He's like, well, you're even supposed to have a real ID. Why don't you have one yet? I'm like,
the same way. I don't get it.
I'm like, I don't know, because it just never came up. He's like, well, obviously it came up yesterday when you were going through the airport. I was like, and here I am. Here I am. I started the day in Omaha, and I ended up in Chicago. So it all worked out. He's like, that, ugh. You can't stand the fact that it worked out.
Yeah, but the thing also, just on his side, and I didn't know this, that they were selling it to the American people, to all of us. They were showing it all over the news. The people standing in line, people trying to get these damn IDs they're forcing on us. And they said, you can't fly without it. And then here you disobey all the rules.
Ooh.
Mm. And then you take your children on a plane knowing that there's a chance that you can't fly.
Oh, they're going to
right.
I have an ID. It's not like I don't have identification. It's not like my passport and my driver's license are expired. My driver's license is still valid. It allows me to drive a car. Why can't I go through an airport?
I don't know. That's just the rule.
Exactly. Right? It's just a rule. Well, let me tell you this. They've got a stack of slips, like an inch thick, with little red flags that say real ID, double check. So apparently I'm not the only person going through security. It's enough.
You mean they have the like the pre-check things if you go through the.
No, they've got a stack of things where if you don't have a real ID, it's like a red sticky note that they give you. They're like, hand this over to them because.
And then they go through the security the different way. Okay. All right. Right. You're right.
So I'm like, I'm not the only person. They've got a stack of these things that they're handing out left, right, and center. They know people don't. Listen, Americans are lazy.
She said it.
Americans.
Yes, we are.
We'll wait to the last minute if we have to. I am breathing proof of the fact
that everyone's like Peter and I.
Right.
So
and it drives you guys crazy.
It does.
Like there are rules for a reason. I was like, to bend them. Like,
yeah, I guess so. All right. We're going to roll here. Don't forget keyword. You should already have it if you made it this far. All right. It's Madison for Adam Sandler. But the Bluebird Improv Wednesday.
Yes.
Today.
Midnight. Yes. On October 16th, we are going to be, or no, October 15th, we are going to be drawing.
Yes.
So midnight, that would be the 16th. So whatever, midnight on Wednesday, we are drawing two winners for a pair of tickets, two pairs of tickets to Bluebird Improv this Sunday.
Yeah. So if you're listening right now, you've got, 24 hours, whatever you have until the time expires to put the word in blue. That's the keyword blue at bigpartyshow.com. And good luck and have fun. That's going to be a great, great event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be tons of fun.
And it's at the Holland, which is absolutely beautiful. I love that place. Make sure you hit the bar up and get there early. It's super cool. It's got a nice view of everything now. Have fun and keep listening. We'll always have some stuff to give away. All right, we're going to get out of here. Friday is Fun Factory. Probably get you motivated as well. All that's left is banana. Yeah, and that's it. Have a safe day. We'll see you then and do yourself good.